This is the Electric Sisterhood, and this is episode 156, Drinking Helps Unity.
And it's also where babies come from.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And we have with us yet another guest host from the All Games family. Milk is here.
Finally.
Yeah. Hey.
The stars and the planets have aligned. They came together.
It's been a while since I've been on the internet.
It hasn't changed much.
No.
Quick catch up. Bunch of celebrities died, including Michael Jackson, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't know?
Well, I was watching the news, and they didn't say anything about Michael Jackson dying.
Yeah.
Yep, he's gone now.
They tried to keep it on the hush-hush, but somebody leaked it on the internet, and then everybody went all a Twitter about it. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Also...
Well, I'll pull it together.
Yeah. You gonna be all right? I mean, yeah. If you need a minute, we can take a minute.
No.
You cool?
Yeah, I'm good. All right.
Some other deets, going to hell in a handbasket, blah, 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 got a black
and
president, blah, blah, blah.
The internet is still tubular.
It is tubular. That hasn't changed.
And it's not a truck?
No, it is not a dump truck. There were some things that went around where they're like, it might be a dump truck, it might not. But, scientists got on it, sure enough, series of tubes.
Great.
Yeah. And, Information Great. Superhighway has more exits on it now. And, so that's pretty much to catch up about it.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
You're welcome. It's the least we can do. That's what we're about here. We're about sharing information. You can find more information on our website, too, which is www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.MOBI. That's ESH.MOBI. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions for us, or you just want to talk at us, you can email us now at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing Monday nights on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, at about 8 o'clock. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Sometimes you can also catch us on the 30. We're working things out there. We're moving and shaking over there. But while
like shake
there,
and bake.
Yeah, kind of like shake and bake, but not like shake and bake because we don't promote the use of illicit narcotics.
Well, she doesn't.
We don't
in the
U.S. because that would be bad.
All right.
And we're not bad. We're just naughty. But if you like that kind of thing, also check out some of the other great entertaining shows over at the All Games Radio Network, like Ultimate Quest.
Or Dead Pixel Art.
They don't do drugs either.
Exactly.
We don't.
Nobody does drugs, okay?
No.
Drugs are bad, okay? Mm-hmm. They're naughty.
Yes,
they
are.
And also listen to Evil Avatar over there.
Or Video Game Outsiders, which have now gone live.
They're live, people.
Yep.
More hilarity ensuing now. As well as Fantastic Form being back on the block.
And let's see, who else should I talk about?
Well, OLR.
But I was thinking Bobby Blackwolf Show and Friday Night Gaming.
True that. Gotta give Bobby some love as well. So, while you're listening to our show, make sure that you kind of venture over and check out some of the other entertainment stuff. Bounce into Trat, you'll catch a lot of the folks from the All Game shows there, as well as us. And if you do, make sure and let them know that the Chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you.
Because we did... And then you should go and tell them to come check us out because we're just as awesome.
Now, I don't want to say that this is a pyramid scheme, but if you get 5 of your friends to go over to the All Games Radio Network, your coolness points will go up at least by 10. And if they
and you might get a pony in the mail.
Whoa, time out. No ponies. But
okay.
Coolness factor going to go way up. And the more that they tell friends, the more your coolness factor goes up.
Yeah.
Are those anything like tickets from an arcade where the more tickets you have, you know, you like can get a nice prize, like a plastic huge comb?
Pretty much. That's basically what you can do. And that's about their equivalent. Pretty much the combs and or things that you stick on your fingers or on top of a pen from Chuck E. Cheese.
Ooh, those Chinese finger trap things.
Exactly. Those are fantastic.
Exactly. Okay.
Those are fun for hours.
Wherever you go. That's what you can be.
That is awesome.
So with that, that's all the business for the beginning of our show, with the exception that I have to throw out a little hint. Hint, hint. You might want to stay tuned to the next episode of our podcast very, very carefully. We got some announcements about some new things happening in the land of Esh.
And I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to be good today.
Yeah, no spoilers today. Let's make that promise. We'll try really hard.
Okay.
But new things are coming. We're really excited about them.
We hope you guys like them. We've been working very hard, especially me.
Enough with the patting on the back.
Okay.
Let's get to business. Because we're about gaming and gadgets and being girls.
Girl stuff.
Yeah. So.
Don't forget that part. That's kind of important.
Yeah, well, I think that it's kind of like the thing you can't like overlook. I mean, it's not like it's an elephant in the room. I know you're a chick. I know Milk's a chick. Pretty sure I'm a chick. I'm like 99.999%.
Are you? Have you checked recently?
Hold on.
Things grow overnight.
Nope. Just did a check. I'm good.
Oh.
Yep. Still right, a girl. Then.
Awesome.
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to turn over the mic of 1,000 truths first to you, Panda, and behave myself over here and write some notes.
Maybe good.
Doodle.
Awesome.
I'm going to doodle.
Well.
Doodle a little bit.
I haven't had a lot of money. This is not new. This is not new to you guys.
No.
But I have been going back into games that are in my possession that might not be mine, but are mine, till I give them back.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
You know, but I mean, I'm not going to talk about Gears. I mean, I love it. I'm enjoying it, but that's all I'm going to say about that. I am going to talk a little bit more in depth of my explorations with 1 vs. 100 on Xbox Live. I know we talked a little bit about it when AlphaBox was here on the show, and I had only gone into one game by that point, and it was like 10 minutes to the end of the game, so I mean, I really didn't get a really strong feel for it.
Right.
So I got pulled in to another game with AlphaBox, Tiger Claw, and Derek Gage from Dead Pixel Live, and you know, it was an open beta. It was an extended play, because I mean, there are different types of 1 vs. 100s that you can get into. Obviously, you want to get into the one that goes on Saturdays because it's the live show and you can get really cool stuff like
prizes.
And not to mention, you know, the commentary of the guy who's doing the live show when he's not, you know, looking for a gag, he's actually just generally funny. Like when he's not trying very hard, he's more humorous than when he tries.
He's not funny.
No. Mm-mm. But anyway, so we went into an extended play game, which, like I said, is different. You can jump into an extended game pretty much whenever they have reminders set up.
Every half hour during the week.
Yeah. So, I mean, they give you about 37 questions. You know, if you get something wrong, you don't get knocked out of the group. You just don't get the points for that. And the topics, I think some of them are generally geared towards different topics, and some of them are just general trivia, which is what we had gone into. And it was really funny because the first extended play that I jumped into with these three guys, I completely whooped their asses. I had about, 100,019. There was a 3, a 6, and a 9 somewhere else in there.
Dyslexia for the win!
Yeah, you know, and they decided to clue me in that men folk don't like their women's too smart.
Bullshit.
I know.
I think that's true.
I think they really were hoping that I was going to be really, really dumb.
I think that, like, for game-wise, they prefer on a trivia game to think that they're smarter than everybody they're playing with. But I don't think people like their women dumb. Maybe not as smart as them, but
yes,
not straight-up dumb.
But, I mean, there were questions there that I definitely shouldn't have known. You know, so, I mean, and I guessed on those, to be completely honest with you. But they were just like, oh, Panda's using Google. Not that they give you enough seconds for me to even type in the question, much less get the answers. But, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, It is. I like the setup. I like the idea of, you know, trivia for people who are trivia-based people outside of, you know, movie trivia or what else, like lights, camera, action, you know, whatever, the scenic games. But I want to get more active in the 1 versus 100 because I actually got into the beta game the Saturday before, but I was in the crowd and not the mob. Which, I mean, this was my first experience with that. I had no idea what I was doing. People were dancing, and apparently you can, like, dance and move and stuff. I do like the idea of, you know, being able to earn Microsoft points now. I mean, I wonder if this is a sign of the times where, you know, Microsoft realizes that money's kind of tight, and people aren't buying as many games because they don't have the money, the resources to it, and they're not buying a lot of downloadable content because they just don't have it in the budget. So this is a way to keep people coming back to the Xbox, you know, live community. It brings them back into the arcade because you can essentially use any smarts or trivia know-how that you have to maybe pay off in the long run. I mean, I don't know if you were listening to a lot of the Xbox news, but there was a guy who was playing 1 versus 100, got the mob down to one guy, and blew it on the last question.
Yep.
I mean, that is mind-boggling. I think the prize was like 10,000 Microsoft points.
1,200.
He would... Oh, 1,200. Really?
Yep.
Only that... Oh.
That's what the grand prize is. Enough to buy a title out of the Xbox Originals group.
Oh, okay. Well, needless to say, I mean, you get through all those questions, you wheedle through 100 Xbox Live players, only to get it snaked at you just because of, I don't even know what the question was, and I seriously hope it was something really, really hard, because if it was something as easy as, you know, Mary had a little what, and this guy had no idea what it was, I would be upset. I would be upset.
A little shot of Jack? I don't know what.
Well, that'd be great. No, that's not the case.
That is really great.
I wonder if we're going to see in the Xbox community, if we're going to see more chances for people of lesser socioeconomic status finding ways to be able to keep up with current stuff going on in the community.
Now, Milk, have you been able to play any 1 versus 100 yet? I know the internet has kind of eluded you for a while.
Yeah, well, it was just because I was busy, but I don't have an Xbox. My boyfriend, who has one, refuses to get an Xbox Live account, no matter how much I beg. So I just decided that I could just save up and get my own when I go to Texas. That way I can play with all y'all and I won't get left behind.
I hope that happens really soon. I mean, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, pretty much.
It'd just be really fun. I'd love to have an Xbox and just to play with people online. But no, this is all news to me.
Basically, it's just a massive trivia game online against all kinds of people. Some more trivia challenged than others. Because some of the questions are ridiculously easy, and those seem to be the ones that knock the biggest group of people out in the game.
Huh. I've come to notice that really easy questions and really old sports questions also tend to get a lot of the younger gamers who happen to jump into these games.
Yeah, it was really funny. Like, the things that you would take for granted, what does Popeye eat to get his super strength? I was playing in one round, and it knocked 20 people out because they didn't know it was spinach.
So they were probably all, like, 12 years old, and they haven't watched Popeye.
Exactly, and that made
That's
me very
awful.
Sad. Exactly, it's that kind of stuff. You're like, wait, what, 20 people didn't know Popeye eat spinach? Why would you think it's cauliflower? What is wrong with you children?
Someone thought it was cauliflower?
20 that people at least.
That doesn't build a body strong.
Never.
I don't know what it does.
It builds strong breath, but not in the positive way.
I actually think in the game that I played, a lot of people got knocked out. It was a Beatles question. And it was like, what? I think the answer was Yellow Submarine, but it was like, what person didn't show up in one of the Beatles movies? And I hadn't seen any of the Beatles. Not that I don't love the Beatles. Yay, Beatles rock band. But I didn't know it. And, you know, sitting with Derek H. and Alpha Box and Tiger Claw and not knowing a Beatles question is like sitting there with your thumb up your ass, you just kind of have to sit there and take it. Like, ooh.
Or
my
since
bad.
It's your thumb, you can just like, I'm just going to move that.
No, but I mean, there are some questions. Like, I'm not going to say who out of the three, but it wasn't a game that I was in. I came in later, and apparently one of the three slipped up on a word. It was a French word, and the word was faux pas. Mm-hmm. But he pronounced it wrong, and he didn't know what it was.
Fax pax? What is he? What?
Fax
pax. How do you say faux pas wrong?
You know, and... I mean, it was. I mean, the simplest thing can throw anyone off. I mean, I do talk a lot. Like, I bake a lot, and I tend to cook a lot. I don't always do it very well. I mean, I do bake better than I cook. But there was a question I know that I got was like, if you're Frenching something in the kitchen, what are you doing? And it was like kissing, slicing it, or baking it. And like, I honestly didn't know. I just assumed, you know, French people don't eat a lot. But they eat really small portions of things because they want to stay high in fashion. So I figured it was slicing. And out of the four of us, I was the only one to get it right. And, you know, Derek H. was threatening that he was going to spread rumors that I cheat and that I'm evil. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens in the next week.
Just consider the source.
But still, I mean, some of these questions, yes. I mean, if you're an expert in one thing and one thing only, you're not going to master this game. It's truly you need to just be able to pick apart a question well enough that you can guess and have a strong enough, you know, percentage on your side that you're right or wrong.
It's a big deductive reasoning if you're not sure. Like, the people that I think are, you know, you're of the world people, not necessarily ones that are just in it. The people that have, you know, balanced lives. They read books, they read papers, they go out, they game.
I don't read books. I just watch a lot of movies.
Hey, you've gone to school, you've read books. You've read Cliff's Notes at the barest minimum.
Actually, in all honesty, I think I prefer to read the book over Cliff Notes.
See? Mm-hmm. That's why I'm a nerd.
Yeah, but be quiet. So what if I'm a nerd?
No,
so
accept
what? I like
it.
Books
Own
that
it.
Don't
Love
have
it.
Pictures.
It's okay.
And I like picture books, too, and flip books that are all pictures that move when you flip them.
She just likes books, and that's a good thing.
Books with a Z.
Books with a Z.
That's classy. Yeah.
That's right.
That's how she rolls.
It is sometimes.
But I think that the more that there are these community games that you can play together online, I think the better the platform experience is going to be. Like, I enjoy jumping on Xbox Live and, you know, playing things like Rock Band with people. And every so often I'll jump into a Gears game and things like that online. But I always feel like my skills are not high enough that I can play with people that are going competitively after achievements and stuff in games.
Oh, so, you mean like me?
Well, not just necessarily you, but, you know, I am not like the headshot queen. I don't claim to be. I let people know pretty much I can
that
be.
That you suck?
That's not right.
Not
I'm
that I suck, you whore. But
she's my sister, Milk. I'm just kidding.
But that, you know, if this entire run is about doing a time trial and beating it for achievement, I'm not the person to have on your team. Like, that's not right. My goal. That's not what I enjoy about gaming. So to have games like this where I can pick up and either try to play with or against people and then be competitive in that way, I enjoy. I think that there's a big market for that. You know, 1 versus 100 is the type of thing that, especially in the extended play, you can pick up and jump into right after dinner and not have to tax yourself so much of getting into that space where you're competitive.
Do you think that they'll make achievements for 1 versus 100?
I think that if they're smart, they won't. I think that there's already enough going on in the game as far as, you know, trying to get out of the crowd and into the mob, stay in the mob, get chosen as the one, because you can only be chosen as the person trying to go for a prize if you are consistently ranked really high in the extended plays. So that's where they come in, the weak plays. It keeps track of how quick you answer, how accurate you answer, and then if you show up for the live play, it takes that all into account, and that pretty much helps place you whether or not you're going to be in the crowd or in the mob. And if you're in the mob, then you get the chance to be the one when the one's knocked out. So the more that you play, the better that you get at it, the more likely you'll get picked to be the one. And I like that. I think that that's enough of an achievement.
I know just to be chosen as the one would be really cool.
Right. And so if they do achievements, I think it'll be some slight things like, you know, 10 points for making it into the mob, 10 points for making it to be the one the first time, and then probably some additional achievement if you wind up taking out the mob. But I don't think it'll be a whole series of 1,000 like you would get right. for the course of a game. And I think if they do it, that's really the most that they should do. Because the fact is, I mean, you're playing against other people, and in fact, you're playing for Microsoft points, whether that's going to get you another game or some more downloaded content. I think that that's enough. I think that if you start adding too many deep achievements to get, you're going to get people that are just playing the game again now just to get to the achievement and not necessarily enjoy the community play.
Okay.
So I think it would kind of be a double-edged sword for them to, if they spent too much time on it or got it too involved in the game. I don't think that it would add anything.
So, I mean, that's essentially really the big thing that I've done this week in my whole gaming news. I went back to the anime portion on Xbox and was not very impressed with what they were having to offer. I didn't see any more Red Garden. Thank God. Someone is listening to me. Someone is listening to me. And it's like, okay, we need to get crappy anime off the Xbox because we're going to turn people off to anime. And they need to stop because anime is really awesome. People who have never experienced it but like animated anything should try it at least once in their lives. So keep looking, new anime people. Good things will come. And no, Naruto doesn't count.
No, Naruto does not count.
It does
ever.
Not count.
Ever.
I mean, neither does K-On.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
So, I mean, if you're looking at it and out of everything, the only thing that pops in your mind to watch is Naruto, it's probably the best thing that they're offering. But that doesn't mean that you should watch it. In fact, you should just go out and pick up some trash and do some good for the world instead of wasting your time on Naruto.
Do a good. That, there you go. Every time you think about believe it, go out and do something good for your community.
That's right.
Because that would be more impressive.
So, I mean, hopefully, Milk, when you hit the Xbox Live, you can play this with me. I didn't have a really good time. You know, it's just something to do when you don't want to go back to an old game that you're – when you want something new, but it isn't new, this is what you do.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So, I mean, it's fun. So, I mean
– I have a lot of J-drama to watch, though, but, yeah, I can still watch anime.
So, So I'm going to put down the mic of 1,000 Truths, and I'm actually just going to leave it in front of Milk because you're in the middle of this cookie today. So what do you want to talk about?
Just all of a sudden, everyone's been wanting to see more Legend of Zelda, and I guess it has a lot to do with, you know, E3, but I think it has to do more about me because that's the only person I know more than anybody else, and I've been replaying Twilight Princess.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah,
I still haven't beaten it on my own yet. I'm almost there, but I haven't beaten it. But I've seen the ending. I love you too.
I have a funny story about the ending because I don't know. Me and my friends are still big people who like the Island of Cordadai. You guys get those anime or those jokes? Yeah. So I was at that point where I just defeated the second boss of Ganon, and then I'm like, hey, princess, I saved you from Ganon. And then my boyfriend's like, you did not. Right when she was pointing behind Link that to show him that Ganon was still alive. I love that story. It's a story that you had to be there. And it's just, that is the funniest thing that ever happened while I was gaming. So since I was playing that, I had a couple of other friends over. And they wanted to play Majora's Mask. And we were playing that all together. And I couldn't believe the unity we had while playing that. We were all screaming and yelling about where to go first and about, you know, like, oh, God, you're at your third day. You have to, you know, go back in time again. And it was just, I never felt so connected while playing a game with friends. It was really interesting.
I think that's what the power of retro games does, though, because you can go back and you can relive the moment when you first picked it up. And I mean, that's what I feel when I play old Sonic games on my Wii.
Oh, just when you hear the Green Hill theme, it just, you're like, it hurts.
I'm like, oh, wow. It's been forever.
I just like watching Sonic bounce up and down after the screen loads. And you're just standing there, and then he starts tapping his toe looking at you like, bitch, come on. Time to go. ready.
I am still forever a Tails fan, and I don't know why.
Tails, you know, here's the thing. I liked the co-op, because I thought that was cool. Because that's one thing that I hated about the first Sonic. Not so much just because Panda whipped my ass at playing it all the time.
Oh, yes, I did.
But, yes, you know, it was difficult for me watching somebody else play that type of game and not being able to, like, get into the gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, and so when Tails came along, it was really neat because then we could play together.
And I still whooped her butt.
Yes, but then
well, we didn't really die.
We didn't. Like, but
yeah.
But still. So, but yeah, and I liked the whole time trials, though. I remember for back in the day, Ninja had a black Sega Game Gear, and I had the blue one.
Oh, Game Gear.
Day. Oh, Game Gear.
Columns was the shit.
Portables. Portables.
That took 6 batteries to use.
Yes, it did.
And it used all 6 of them very quickly.
Very quickly.
I have one, too, and it's broken.
I haven't seen mine in years.
I know it's still in the house, though, because our mother does get rid of anything. So it's still there.
I know. I want to find it just to hold it in my hand and be like, wow, back in the day, I would have thought this was small.
And it was like 7 pounds.
It was. Ridiculously heavy. And I would look at my DSi and go, wow, this was a fatty. If only if I had known the progression of portables then.
Zip that.
But still, I mean, that's the power of retro games. So, but continue. So there was this amazing unity with your friends
over Majora's Mask, and we were drinking a lot too. And
that then
we
started. Helps the unity.
Yeah, it does. And
but
all
only
I had
if you're of age, kids.
And for snacks, all we had were like pop. We had popcorn, and then someone brought over veggie burgers, and it was a really fun night. And then what made it even more fun is that someone brought over Midget, and then, oh, God, that was a great night. But then I never expected to see any more of The Legend of Zelda outside my house. I was walking over to the convenience store just to get some milk or something, and these kids at my house, I'll have to give you guys the pictures to put on your website, they made the cutest Legend of Zelda mural on their sidewalk. And they have Navi say, hey, listen, and they have symbol and the Hyrulean symbol. It was so neat. And I was overjoyed seeing that. And then, you know, I got my Game Informer and I was reading about how, you know, there's a new Zelda game coming out. And you know, it's important that he doesn't have a sword. And that's pretty much like all I have, but seriously, that's a lot of like Zelda fandom. Not only that, like, they have, like, all this fan art on DeviantArt that people keep making. And it's just, like, I can't believe how people are just, you know, secret undercover Zelda fans.
I think that there are so many of us, as far as the game community goes, that all cut our teeth on a Nintendo system. I don't think that there's anybody that's gaming right now that hasn't at least played some of a Zelda game.
No, I agree. And it just amazed me. It was a nice thing to see.
Now this new one, I love how the one poster has created like all these different rumors about
what the next game's going to be about.
What it's about, you know, like I was at work and we were talking about that poster and everybody at my job pretty much still asks me on a daily basis if there's anything from E3 that I held back that we didn't talk about yet. That I could tell them about, so I just make up shit all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah. I was having lunch with Kojima, you know, we were just talking about Metal Gear in general. You know, it's just chill.
It's like he bought me a soda. It was a nice bonding experience.
Yeah, we were talking about some new characters. I told him he needs some more sisters up in the game, so you know, look for that. We'll see.
So what were the rumors? What do people think?
Well, like one of my managers, which is really funny, pulled me aside and we had like a half-hour meeting where he was explaining to me how from the poster he realized that Link didn't have a sword, but there's kind of the princess kind of thing standing next to him that's in the shape of a sword. And like if you look really closely, you can see like the hilt from the Twilight sword is actually part of her costume across the chest. And so she's really the incarnation of the sword and is going to follow him around all Ico-like. And,
oh, no.
And so he starts breaking down, like, the whole theory where this game is actually going to pick up directly after Twilight Princess, but was going to be sort of, like, on an alternate existence with Majora's Mask. I was like, well, time out, dude. Time out.
That sounds a little too deep. I mean, I could see a Zelda game going deep, but, you know.
Well, and they do. I mean, if you really spend time trying to line up which games happen where and how the story is told and how much hopping around there is, the storyline is a very, very deep woven tapestry. I think that this game is going to be interesting. I don't care. There's almost nothing that Nintendo can do to mess this up unless they just handed this over to somebody that just completely wanted to ignore the timelines that have already been set up in the previous Zelda games.
Well, I mean, they could mess it up. I mean, they could essentially make this so this is all a dream in Link's mind, and he actually does have a voice, and it's really horrible, and that's why he screams, he's a mute.
But then they can always fix that in the next DS game and be like, that was a fake Link in an alternate universe.
That's true. And he follows tracks on a train.
Exactly. Bam. There you go. Whole Zelda game on the side.
We're creating a whole new one. Like, he'll have, like, some sort of spirit train or something, and he plays a xylophone.
Well, I mean, sometimes, like, I had this conversation with Lawrence when we were at E3 talking about the Raving Rabbids games. Sometimes I really do think, like, there are production meetings where developers get together, and they have a bunch of little ideas on post-it notes, and they just throw darts, and whatever the darts land on, that's what creates the storyline.
That's how they make episodes of Metalocalypse.
I'm pretty sure that that's what happened. They're like, okay, we need gilfs and brutalness, okay, and popcorn. Let's make a story.
What is...
There you go.
On the new Raven Rabbit game, aren't they trying to get back to the moon?
Yes, evidently rabbits come from the moon, and they need stuff to put in a toilet to climb back to the moon. That's why.
Plungers?
No, well, plungers can help, but basically it's kind of like a Katamari game where you just have to get a lot of stuff from a level. And then depending upon how much stuff you get shoved in this toilet and you can see your progress getting back to the moon.
So every toilet is a portal to the moon?
Well, no, this one central toilet, I guess, is a bridge, not so much a portal. Because if it's a portal, they could just jump in and flush and whoop to the moon. I would think that that's how I would build it if I was building it.
Well, I guess getting a swirly is like going to the moon.
Temporarily, you might feel like it.
Well, I mean, if you do a swirly too long, you'll drown in a toilet.
That's
so
that's
you don't want
to
die.
That's to the moon.
It's something celestial may happen.
If we were in an anime, you know, universe, it could transport us to a medieval land.
That could also happen, and hilarity would ensue.
That's how you play Dot Hack. That's great.
Well, I mean, you end up doing a swirly, and all of a sudden, you wind up in feudal Japan.
There was a wormhole in my toilet that transported me to this ancient land. We're now on, like, some chosen one who has to defeat this really bad guy.
I hope someone's listening to this and getting an idea for a new Inuyasha spoof.
Yes, Inuyasha and the Portal to Hell.
Oh my god. But anyway, so I mean, but I, where do I want to go? Where do I want to go with this?
Yeah, where are you going with it?
See, I had a strong idea and then it faded away like a spirit. On a train.
Well, maybe the train will come back around the track. See if it'll come back.
I hope so.
They're usually pretty regular. But I think...
I'm sorry.
But I'm hopeful that just from the excitement of all the people when they heard about the breakfast and they're like, oh yeah, we're working on a Zelda game. We don't have anything to show yet, so we're just working on it. That it'll be good. And it'll have multiplayer.
I think it'll look good. I'm trying to picture in my head what I think it's going to play out to be. Pandora, shut up. I think he's not even going to hold the sword. She's just going to, like, he's going to tell her where to move. I don't know. Like, it's going to hover, and then she'll hit. I can see it in my head. I just can't take it out and, you know, Say
it. I think the sword is going to stalk him and be like, you're the chosen one. You need to save the world. And he's all quiet. And in his mind, he's like, nope. He's like, I do not want this responsibility. And the sword lady is going to force him to become the Link that we have all grown to secretly have fantasies about sometimes.
See, I think that it's going to kind of run like the last Prince of Persia game, where, you know, Elika becomes part of your combo piece, and so she attacks. I think that kind of along what you're envisioning, Milk, it's going to be a hybrid of that and that Prince of Persia thing. Because just looking at the artwork, it seems like, and this is just from one poster, people, that we're talking about here, but it seems to look a little bit darker than most of the other Zelda console system games.
I'm sure as we speak right now, someone's working on the cosplay for the woman in the poster.
Oh, I'm sure. It has to be. I've seen some very interesting cosplay pictures from Comic-Con, which was running this last week, and there are definitely Comic-Con. Some very interesting costumes floating around, and there were a lot of video game costumes at Comic-Con. And so not just comic-based ones. I mean, you had your Klingons there. You had, you know, Witchblade. A lot of Witchblades that shouldn't have been Witchblades.
See, that's why I'm going to have to write an article about the do's and don'ts in cosplay. Like, I mentioned this for the, like, 10 seconds. Well, not 10 seconds. But like, the 10 minutes I was on DPL the other night because I was having mic problems where they were talking about cosplaying. And Derek had asked me if I was going to be Cammy at Comic-Con. And, I mean, last time I checked, I was African-American. So I kind of can't be, you know, a tall blonde.
Although Cammy is awfully tan in some games.
But still, she's a white woman with long blonde hair.
She's a British white chick. This is true.
So, of course, I had to tell Derek that, no, I wasn't going to be Cammy. You know, and he's like, well, why can't you? There are people who dress in stuff that they shouldn't. And I have rules for cosplaying. I am the kind that believes that if I'm going to cosplay as a character, I want to cosplay as someone that I look like at least 85%.
Okay.
So for a while there, I was like, all right, I'm 5'3", so I'm not very tall, which means I'd have to get really tall shoes, which I, in fact, do own, you know? And I'm like, I could totally be Fran from Final Fantasy XII. I could get a long white wig. And then I'm like, well, I'm a little chunky. So I'd have to go on a diet, get a personal trainer, and, like, bench press whales for, like, four years. But I could do it.
I didn't know that you could bench press whales. I thought that PETA kind of
Well, Chuck Norris can.
Oh, well, this is true.
But anyway, you get the idea. I mean, if you've ever seen Fran from Final Fantasy XII, you know, she's kind of got a British accent. I don't know why they keep putting black women with British accents, but whatever.
You know,
and it's hot.
She's like a brown bunny-esque woman. And she's kick-ass. She's an archer, if you haven't played it. And I was like, I could do something like that. And then, obviously, with Resident Evil 5 coming out, I'm like, oh my god, I could do Sheva if I lost, like, 180 pounds.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, 80 pounds.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
You're just being mean to yourself.
But I could do that. I mean, if you've ever seen Sheva, I mean, I don't want to say that she's a generic black woman. I mean, they did a very good job on her model design. And I was actually anticipating that at Anime Boston this year that I would see a lot of Shevas because there were a lot of black females at this convention. And I didn't see one.
Well, I think that, you know, part of not seeing them at Anime Boston was that, you know, the game was so new.
Yeah, but there were so many people were cosplaying as game characters versus anime characters at this convention. So that's where my link was coming from, because you were saying you saw a lot of...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, a lot of game cosplayers, and not necessarily comic based ones. Right. I mean, there were a lot of Superman, Supergals, and Bat dudes, Heath Ledger Jokers.
Knew that was coming.
Yeah,
those are at every convention.
Pretty much. I mean, because just about anybody can be like, all right, disheveled hair, check. A little bit of green paint, check. Purple jacket, got it.
Here's my knife. Let me cut my face.
All right,
we're good.
But I was really surprised. There were a lot of people that, you know, Well, for instance, Jessica Villarreal, who was covering stuff for Girl Gamer, All Games fam, she was there doing the Chun-Li thing, doing a very cool Chun-Li thing. If you actually check out sci-fi.com's coverage, I think she's still on the first or second page of top Comic-Con pictures, and there's a picture of her with a cami.
Yes, Rachel from not Girl Gamer, but Gamer Girl.
Exactly. There's a lot of DG with the thing and then the .com, but they did really good Chun-Lis and camis. And I think that if you're going to do cosplay, you need to make sure that you can do your character. I don't necessarily think that you have to look identical.
No, but I mean, if you're a dude, be a dude.
Don't pull a man fae if you're an ugly dude.
And if you're going to be man fae, then shave your fucking legs and your balls.
Because here's the thing, okay? There are some hot-looking gay dudes that could make some great man fae.
Yes.
Okay, there are some effeminate-looking dudes. So I'm not even about, hey, don't not, if you're
you
a guy,
dress
be a girl.
Yellow shorts and go-go boots, go right ahead, but do your homework.
There are a lot of guys, especially in anime, that look like girls to begin with. So I'm not against the cross role play.
Neither am I. Men look like women, okay.
But what I'm against, is if you are of a certain build, let's say.
If you are a circle.
Thou shalt not wear spandex.
If you have cankles, do not wear ankle.
And or latex bodysuits.
And don't paint yourself, don't paint just on you either. There's sweating involved, then there's ass, and then you get arrested for indecent exposure.
I've seen that picture of that girl dressed as Shiva, and she painted herself blue. Why?
Yeah.
See, that's where my line is. Okay? That's the...
Okay. I don't know.
If you could look in the mirror... And your friend goes, what the fuck?
If your friend looks at you and says, what are you? You might want to reconsider.
You should probably dole that back like a line.
But I mean, there are certain rules. And obviously, some people are perfectionists. And, you know, in my mind, when I start to do the cosplay thing, I mean, I look into it. Like, I mean, for the next anime boss, I'm actually thinking I'm going to do Sheva. And I might actually do Sprocket from Beautiful Joe because she's black and she wears a white lab coat and she's got really big boobies.
Right. That's a cool idea.
And she wears her hair in a really cool bun thing, which I do all the time in real life.
Cosplayers use makeup, and I don't like cosplayers who don't use makeup because, you know, we're not perfect. Some of us get zits and blemishes, but, you know, if you're going to cosplay, you know, you guys need to cover that shit up. No one wants to see that.
No.
You gotta keep the illusion going forward. And see, if your look takes away from the illusion, that's bad.
That is so bad.
Okay? Like, I saw a stormtrooper that was a female stormtrooper.
She had a boob plate.
And you know what? I was okay with it. Because her costume was perfect. Okay? It wasn't the fake PVC like some people have been using. It was actually tailored to her exact body movements and measurements, so when she moved, like in the video, it worked. It wasn't clunky. And I was like, hey, you know what? I'm cool with that. That works. The people that do stormtroopers that use paper plates.
What?
Those guys.
I know it's a very strong, it's a really bad recession, but paper plates.
You know what? If that's where you gotta go, don't do it.
That hurts. For me to even try to picture that.
Yeah, cut up paper plates.
Were they Dixie plates?
I couldn't tell if they were Dixie plates or not. They were the harder plastic, and they were wearing a black body stocking.
Sounds like Dixie plates.
Yeah.
You know, and I just kept going, couldn't you even step it up to maybe the coronet?
Go a little fancy on those things.
It's a costume you're going to wear for 3 days and not shower. I mean, it should be durable.
Okay, worst case scenario, if you can't get your money together, just put on a red jacket, blue shirt, and a tie, and say that you're Lupin the Third.
Oh man, don't even get me started on that. I made my boyfriend cosplay as Lupin, and he looks perfect. And what's cool is that he tailored the pants so they're skinny, like just like in the cartoon.
Oh wow! I would have loved to have seen that. I think Zeno was telling me about you guys going, and he was going to be Lupin, and you were going to be Fujiko.
I'm going to do that next year. I have to find some sort of like thing to make my boobs look bigger because they aren't big.
Oh.
We'll talk after the show. I got some tips. Don't worry.
Awesome. And after the show, I'll show you his picture. I'm trying to find it now. But yeah. Even like you can go as Lupin, or what about L? I mean, that hasn't been.
I mean, that's
before.
White t-shirt, black pants. Don't that's eat never... for like 3 days before you go.
There you go.
It hasn't been done before.
Okay, not only that, but you can go as L, and then when you leave, when you go out, you can be like, oh, I'm playing as one of the guys from Panic at the Disco. I mean, you can use it so many different ways.
In Sweeney Todd, a vest and messed up hair.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
I know some people who have gone to Sweeney Todd and have done really great work, though. Like some That's people. Cool. Oh, I shouldn't think about it right now.
I don't want to hear I don't have a lot of money as an excuse anymore. There are so many characters across the video game, anime, and sci-fi genre that you don't have to, you know, invest $700 in your look to do. Just if you're going to do it well. Let me carry the illusion and go, oh my god, that's a really good looking Dante.
But you know, sometimes it's not even about the costume. If you're going to do a character, I mean, you need to be on point. You know, a lot of people, when you ask for their pictures at these conventions, they already know what poses they're going to do. And they, you know, people will talk in the same, you know, will say lines from a character. I mean, it's all about, it's a giant act. It's a giant theater.
Yes.
Act your part.
Don't go to an event as Zero and then not sit properly.
Exactly.
Yes. Which has a very distinct sit. If you're just going to squatch down and start eating on a hot dog.
But how would Zero eat with that mask on?
We all know how tiny Lelouch is. I don't think that Lelouch actually really eats.
Eats.
It's so obvious. He's very svelte.
Agreed.
Well, it's just, if you don't act like the character, you're doing a disservice to the character and to the fandom itself. And it's upsetting to know that people, like, say that they don't have enough money. I go to thrift stores and I find everything I need for a costume. Everything.
Well, see, I don't sew very well.
I do buttons. I can do buttons like the shit.
I can glue.
I'm not very good with the hot glue gun.
You find a mom that can sew and just kiss her ass and there you go.
I wonder if Eshmom sews. Does Eshmom sew?
Eshmom used to sew. She knits more than she sews.
Oh, well.
Although she had a sewing machine.
Just kiss her ass, buy her chocolates, and there you go. You're all set.
Say, like, hey, mom. Go. Here's some extra money. Now make me stuff.
Besides, Panda, you know someone that sews and does costumes.
Yeah, I do. I know people.
She made your bell.
Yes, I know. But she only does leather.
That's okay. You can work a lot of things with leather.
That's right. Anyway.
Oh, and she can help you, whoever this person is. But yeah.
So
there we go.
So that's
people out there. Invest in your costumes. Invest in your love of anime, gaming, and comics. Because, you know, eventually you're going to get to that weird age where it's not cool to go to conventions anymore, and you don't want to be...
That age never happens.
You don't want to be Tron Guy.
Okay, here's the thing. The age isn't the problem with Tron Guy. Choice
it's his package.
Costume. I'm not even going there.
Oh my god.
No, his costume was so awesome, but... They were doing an interview with him at one of the, I think, at the New York Comic Con.
That's not the choice for him.
I know, but I mean, he made his costume and it looked really cool.
Good
but,
costume,
you know,
bad application.
You know, he should have, like, tucked it in.
No, just should not have even gone on and mentioned that he wasn't wearing underwear.
Yeah, you know what? People wouldn't have asked him. People would not have asked him either.
Didn't need to know. That's not really information. I was like, but I need to know. Is that all you, or are you augmented under there? Didn't even know.
Augmented.
Need to know.
Oh, that's horrible.
So that's not the right choice of application for him. Great costume, And if you can make great costumes, you should make them for other people. That's fantastic.
And then sell them for money.
Oh my God, you'd make so much money.
Would.
But people love that. Some costumes are not for you to wear. Like me. I know that I should never, ever, 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 ever go to any event as any character, really, from Evangelion.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
That's not for me.
Words to the wise. Yeah, all those people are skinny.
They're very skinny. All the uniforms are ridiculously skin tight. Not for me.
Well, let's go around and say, like, three people that we do want to cosplay as, and that what, you know, what we may do in the future.
Ooh. Oh, that's really good.
I like that.
You
one.
Go first, Milk. All
right, my first one is Unjamrlammy.
Nice.
Because I've never seen it before in America, and she's cute, and I already have the jeans and the shoes, and I could buy the shirt, and I just need to dye my hair and get a haircut and make the little horns and ears. And, you know, as a cartoon, I kind of look like her. And then this is kind of a stretch, Dr. Girlfriend from the Venture Brothers.
Oh my God, nice. That would be really cool.
I just think she's so kick-ass, and I don't know, she has that cute little...
How on earth would you do the voice, though? I mean, you'd have to talk with a rat.
I wouldn't talk, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. You could always, if you have an iPhone, get one of those voice changer apps.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that'd be good.
You cross it, and then it puts it out, so you could lower your voice.
You could do that. Oh, that's a great idea. One that I've always wanted to do since I've played this game, I've always wanted to cosplay as Luca from Chrono Trigger. I just love her so damn much. And that'd be fun.
I want to see pictures.
I'll have to try cosplaying as Yuffie again, because I still have my costume too. I don't have any good pictures.
Okay, I know who that. Okay, so I guess I should go next, since I don't know if Ninja knows who she would do.
Actually, I do.
Oh, well then you go. I'll go last.
Okay, so my first one is Crimson Viper from Street Fighter.
Oh, you got the boobs for that.
Yeah, and I look hella good in a suit.
Yes.
I don't have the long legs, but I do have the long red hair.
Yes, you do.
So, There we go right there. That's the first one. And I think she's just really fun. I actually have some blue tinted glasses already, so it wouldn't be that big of a stretch for me to pull that off. The next one, which I've done before when I've gone out to an event, is Sui Fong from Bleach. Where I actually kind of have a combination costume of some pieces that I bought and then a couple of pieces that I augmented. The only thing I don't have is the weapon, just because in my area they get a little pissy about having pointy things.
Yeah, most conventions, if you have weapons, they can only be made out of certain things and you can only have them around in the exhibition area, because walking out on the street with a cloud sword, it's scary.
Yeah.
And kind of stupid.
Well, that's too.
It's not smart. It's never smart.
Then my last one is kind of a toss-up, because I think it would be interesting to do. I'd have to lose a little bit of weight, but Tifa from Final Fantasy, and I kind of toss
from the game or from Advent Children.
From Advent Children.
Okay.
Just because I really like that look. You know, I'm a black leather person to begin with. I've got the stance down. I pretty much do it on a daily basis, and I don't know why. But that one, and then I'm also kind of drawn to, and I forget her name right now, which escapes me, and I thought it would come back at this point. But remember the Devil May Cry game that was twofold?
Oh, the chick with the red hair.
Yeah.
I don't remember what her name
is. With the duster. Yeah.
Yes.
My brain keeps thinking something with an L.
Yeah, I think it starts with an L.
Yeah, anyway, her. Just because I liked her look, and she had like a bunch of costumes, including one that was designed by Diesel, which is just this really kick-ass pair of jeans and a top, and then she would just
throw
weapons
out from the back. Oh, yeah, I know exactly which costume you're talking
about.
You could do that, too.
Exactly.
But wasn't like the jacket kind of like a jacket for your arms and your boobs? Like, it didn't cover her completely.
Yeah.
So there'd be some tummy showing.
There would be a little bit of tummy. I'm okay with that.
All right. So, okay.
That's mine.
I don't think all of us are as fat as we think we are.
No, but you know, in the anime gaming world, you know, proportions are thrown out the fucking window.
I mean, they're out the window, and they have some weird wackadoodle proportions. I think the only thing that doesn't have proportion awareness stuff is Fat Princess.
Well, of course not. She's meant to be fat.
Exactly. That's pretty much about it.
Otherwise,
if you're a fat chick, it's because you're blowing up from the inside and you're about to explode for realsies.
Or you ate one of those blueberries from, you know, Willy Wonka's factory and you're being filled with juice.
Yes. But you do have to be squished to get the juice out.
Well, yeah.
But you're a Lolita who won't stop eating cake.
It's true.
Very true.
Okay, all right, Panda, what about your list?
Mine. My first choice would probably have to be Anthy Himemiya from Revolutionary Girl Utena.
Okay.
Only because she was one of the first dark-skinned anime characters I had ever seen. Not to mention, she's really twisted. I mean, if you haven't seen the anime, you think she's one thing. Well, first you kind of think she's a slut. And then you find out she is a slut. And then you find she's an incestuous slut. But she's actually really good. So, I mean, you think all these really horrible things throughout the series, and then at the very end, she's like, oh my god, I'm in love with a woman. And
slut, yeah. But she's a good person.
She's actually a good person. There's a lot of things going on that led her down the path that she's on.
Being an incestuous slut.
Well, her brother rapes her, sort of, I think. No, she kind of loves him, and that he's not my brother way, even though he is her brother.
Yep.
But anyway, she
has a heart of gold.
She's very special.
Pretty. And she has, you know, long purple hair, and she kind of looks more Indian than an African American, but I'm a light enough brown that I could get away with her.
Right.
Actually. So she'd be my first choice. My second choice, I mean, granted, she's not anime, but it would have to be Sheva. It really would. I enjoy the character. I replay the game. I've been working on the British accent. I say lines of hers all the time. Randomly, people think I'm weird.
It's all right.
And then my last one would be a toss up between Fran from Final Fantasy XII and Sprocket from Beautiful Joe. Only because of the simplistic costume of Sprocket would be easier on me to do. But I mean, I want to be a bunny. Who wouldn't want to be a bunny person who can listen to the voice of nature? I mean, and then Balthier.
That would be so cute.
Oh,
and
Balthier.
Then just to combine everything that we've talked about, we need to get some No More Heroes cosplay in there, because that game is totally underrated.
Big time. I'm looking forward to No More Heroes, too. I really am.
I
cannot wait for that to happen.
Travis Touchdown. He's a dreamboat.
He is. You know, he wields it.
But yeah, but those are my choices. So that's what I will do and dream of doing in the future.
Yeah,
and cosplay is so fun. It's like being a celebrity.
It is. You can walk down the hall and someone will be like, oh my god, it's Anthony. And I'm like, oh god, it's me. It's like, oh my god, wow, I feel so famous, even though I didn't do the voice at all.
Oh my god, but it feels so good.
It does. It's a gratuitous hall of praise. You can go anywhere and take credit for stuff that's not yours for 3 days.
But because you cosplayed as them, you're instantly cool.
Yep. Oh, good times. Good times. But,
I think that's
Ninja, I feel kind of bad, because weren't you going to talk about something?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be really quick. We got like 5 minutes left, so it's cool. I'll just run through it real quick. New Xbox Live experience coming out, folks. Don't know if you're aware or not, but some of the stuff that they talked about in E3, they actually have a preview that you could sign up for online, and everyone's supposed to find out this week. So by the time this episode airs, you will have already got your welcome to the preview emails and started your subsequent downloads of the beta of the new experience. So some of the things that you're going to get to try, and I don't know how much in depth Microsoft went into all of this stuff, but I thought it was really interesting. There is going to be an avatar marketplace.
Oh, no, where you can actually buy clothes?
You got it.
From the cartoon?
Not from the avatar cartoon.
Oh, okay,
but basically for your... That would be us, because I would so dress my avatar up like Aang. At least once. Yeah, at least once. But anyway, the clothing for your avatar is for your Xbox avatar. And as they've been giving away, like, the free stuff for online each week, which has really been quite piss poor.
I know.
Especially clothes for girls is just...
I know! The boys have much cooler clothes. I had to make a boy just so I can dress him.
I don't think that the Microsoft folks, when they first rolled out the avatars, really understood how much girls like to play dress-up. And I don't want to sound cliche, but I do like changing my avatar's hair and her clothes on a regular basis and then taking pictures.
I know. What's up with the no new hairstyles?
I know. We haven't gotten any new hairstyles for girls forever. We haven't gotten any new shoes except for a stupid pair of pink pumps, which, come on, ladies, really? Pink pumps?
Really? I have a pair of pink pumps.
Were they fuchsia pink pumps or are they baby pink? Would you go out in a baby pink pair of pumps?
No.
When there's no outfit that has baby pink in it? Like, at all?
Good point.
Like, white dress, baby pink pumps? Yeah. Yeah, this is where I'm going.
That actually sounds kind of cute.
Well, I mean, that might be that new avant-garde style. Things that don't match in regular fashion society now match avant-garde.
I'm a little punk chick, okay? And I need my avatar to reflect this. Very true. And the closest I've been able to get is to give her a dude's haircut, a pair of black jean shorts, white gloves, and a little cuff that has a spike on it.
Yeah, I know.
That's about as punk as I've been able to go.
See, I have a lot of outfits from my Xbox avatar. Like, I actually made a Sheva costume for my avatar. So when I'm playing Res 5, I put her in that. And I have I'm a little schoolgirl outfit with the schoolgirl skirt and, like, the white shirt with white shoes. Like, I can spend hours just thinking, like, trying to find things, A, that match in terms of shirt, pants, and shoes.
Yeah, that takes a little bit.
It does, because not everything goes with everything else. I mean,
but that's going to change
with the store.
Because what's going to happen is Microsoft is still going to create free content to give away. So there's still going to be free clothes that they're going to give away. But new content providers are going to be able to create branded apparel that they can either charge for, give away, or award through gameplay.
Ooh.
So it's now going to be awardable clothing. So imagine playing through a Halo level, and in addition to getting an achievement, that also unlocks, like, a piece of Master Chief's costume that your avatar can now wear.
I was thinking helmet.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
So that's coming.
Ooh, oh, that'd be really cool if they did that for DOA 4. Oh, you could dress her up like a slut.
I would love to dress my avatar up like Kasumi, because that's as close as I'll ever get to dressing like Kasumi. Because while I have the boobs, not so much the hips. But that's also coming. And also props are coming for your avatars. So, you know.
What kind of props are you talking?
Cell phones in the hand, microphones, guitars. So imagine.
Guns.
I don't know about the guns because we are talking about family friendly here. So, you know, if anything, it might be a bright orange like pop cap gun. But I was reading where someone was talking about the demo that they got actually had their character who had a remote control and was remote controlling a RC Warthog that was racing around his little avatar's feet.
Oh, that's real. I like
that. So there are lots of neat little things that are coming through the Avatar Marketplace that I'm actually really excited for seeing. And can we please get some chucks for girls? That's all I'm asking, okay? The guys have chucks for their avatar. I would like a pair of chucks for mine. Then I'll be happy and I'll shut up. So that's the first thing.
I'd like more pairs of earrings that aren't just one earring, but both.
What?
Yeah,
because this sounded really stupid.
Yeah, there are some earrings in the avatar.
There's like 9 pair of earrings, and out of the pair of earrings, actually only 3 are pairs.
Yeah,
and
like
the other ones
like,
are like studs for one.
Like
ear
a stud,
other.
And one's like a dangle.
Yeah,
which I mean, in style, that's fine. But I mean, come on.
Here's the thing: if you're gonna give me single studs, then you need to also let me put it either on my eyebrow or on my nose.
Yeah. And what about tattoos? I'd love to be able to put a tattoo in the area that I actually have a tattoo in actuality. These are supposed to be reflections of us personally.
My avatar.
And
because I
don't think my avatar looks anything like me.
Yeah,
and I try.
I have no permanent ink, so I'd like that to happen. Quickly, the other things, the Netflix party. This is one thing that almost has me interested in doing the Netflix thing on my Xbox.
You mean the being able to watch movies, Netflix, with other friends on your Xbox?
You got it. Console. So basically, it allows you to go MST3K on a Netflix movie. So you can have a party of up to 8 people. See, Milk, you got to get on the Xbox Live.
Yeah, that is so cool. Yes.
Basically, what happens is they have a party room that's skinned like a theater. And you can have up to 8 of your friends as long as you have bandwidth to
support all of them.
But the 8 of you can come in. You can talk to each other while you watch the movie. And everybody sits down. And so the shot is from over your back, just like Mystery Science Theater 3000. So you
get to see
all the little avatars looking at the movie. And then there are different features that are mapped to your buttons so you can make different movements. So, like, if you want your avatar to do a quick thumbs down or something, those are mapped to the controller. So you basically get to be Tom Servo or Crow with the rest of your friends while watching your Netflix movies together.
That is fantastic.
Let's just hope that it works the way that we all envision it will.
I probably will wind up doing the Netflix thing because I have so many other ways that I can get my media between the iTunes store, my DVR with my provider, the on-demand with the cable. It's ridiculous. I didn't feel like I needed to pay for another service to have media brought in. But the ability to, through Xbox Live, let's say you and I or the three of us get together and watch an episode of anime and just rag on it.
Or even J dramas.
To me, that's very
like Train Man. Train Man's a good J drama.
Appealing. Games on Demand. Basically, they're rebranding the Xbox Originals and calling it Games on Demand so that they're not forced to just put previous Xbox titles on there. So when it relaunches and it's rebranded, some of the stuff that you'll be able to download directly will be games like Mass Effect or Dirt. Some of the really popular things that are now considered platinum hits titles, basically, for the Xbox 360, you'll be able to do as DLC. Which I think is kind of neat, because some games, you know, I bought or I rented from Gamefly, and I played them, but I didn't complete them. Now I can go back and buy them and complete them, like Mass Effect. The only other thing a lot of people have been talking about, and, you know, I'm not sure if it's going to be a massive drive for me or not, is all the social stuff. So, like, the Twittering and the Facebooking.
I don't think Facebook should come to Xbox Live, because I already have it on my laptop, I already have it on my iPhone, I don't need it on my Xbox, and, I mean, where else could it possibly go after the iPhone?
Toilet.
Yeah, I don't want to look at my friends in my toilet when I'm trying to have private panda time.
During your private panda time.
Oh my god,
what are you thinking now?
Exactly. Sorry, I will pass on the Facebook on Xbox.
Yeah, I know that everyone thinks that they have to bring social media to all the platforms, but if you do your online gaming right, I think that's social enough. Like, I'm not really interested in sending a screenshot from my game to my Facebook page.
Hey guys, look at the game I'm playing right now when I should be in class.
Oh, what I mean by that is it would make more sense for me to do something like that to, like, a Raptor account than my Facebook. Because not everybody in my Facebook friends are gamers. Like, my mom is not going to give a damn.
She was watching me play 1 versus 100. I think I could get her to do that.
Right, but she's not going to care if I put up, you know, like, a picture of me in Civ Revolutions, like, finally wiping out everybody. Like, good look, point. I made Montezuma dance! And she's like, good for you, Pally. You know, like, I don't know how much added benefit that's gonna have. I can see myself, you know, sort of Twittering from the Xbox, but again, only if you have, you know, a keyboard peripheral, because if you have to use the thumb controller to put in those characters, 140 characters is going to seem like for fucking ever.
Oh my god.
So I'm not exactly sure if they're going to be value added enough, or if they are, if the services can even like, hold it. Like, when this thing launches, I think everybody and their cousin will probably try Twitter out. So on top of the internet Twitters, your mobile Twitters, you're now going to add on the Xbox community, which is probably Twittering from about four of the places anyway. I don't know that everything can handle that. So I'm just...
I don't know.
I'm skeptical.
I'm more than skeptical. I just don't damn believe it.
I don't really like Twitter in the first place. Like, I have one. Ooh. I haven't tweeted in months.
I love and Twitter.
I have a Twitter app on my phone that I look at people's Twitters, but I don't Twitter very often. Good.
Yeah, because, I don't know, I just feel like there's no privacy anymore. Like, you can't just shut off your phone. Everyone will be worrying about you if you don't tweet, you know, in 4 hours. It's
like, oh my God,
know,
if I didn't have my Twitter, I'd have no life. People would not know that I exist and that I ate toast this morning.
I know, seriously.
What did you do with your toast?
You know, I might start twittering about
Ashton
what I'm going
to
do with my
toast. Ashton Kutcher wants to know what you're doing with your toast.
Oh my God, Ashton Kutcher can just, you know, dissolve away into fine white powder. I wouldn't care.
Well, he can throw the white party, he and Diddy.
I know.
Yeah.
That would be great. Only in my dreams, though.
That was good. That was good.
Now, I admit, I'm addicted to Twitter. And it's just because, for me, most of the time, like, the emails that I would send out, they're very short emails to begin with. It's pretty much, yes, no, are we going? Is this the time? Are we there? Fantastic. Like, I communicate pretty much in 140 characters when I speak most of the time. This is pretty much the longest speaking I do during the week. Because I'm a very quick and to-the-point person. So I fell in love with Twitter. And I probably have, like, 3 or 4 Twitter applications on my phone. Just because, again, I'm a visual person. So sometimes I like to use the Twitterific. And sometimes I like to use the Twitter phone. And sometimes I like to use the tweet deck.
I don't understand half the Twitter lingo now.
Well, here's what I'll do for you.
They'll be like, ha ha, da 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 da. Here's a cool link. And then it's like, not question sign. The number sign, FB.
Yes,
or
hashtag.
RT.
I'll explain it all to you. I might even put it together in a post.
It's a whole new language that I don't understand.
Hashtags.
It's like,
no.
This whole tagging thing is really...
So I'll clear one up for you real quick, and then I think we'll call it a day.
Awesome.
The pound sign FB. So those are for people that have their Twitter set up to also smack their Facebook in the face. And basically put the message on both. And basically what you do, if you don't want Facebook to just grab everything you Twitter, because, you know, maybe your boss reads your Facebook.
If I had a boss.
So let's say that maybe you're asking industry people if there are any open positions within the industry. You don't want your current boss seeing that when you tweet it. So for those people that tie their Twitter to their Facebook, whenever they put the pound FB in there, that's how Facebook knows that this is a Twitter thing that they should post to Facebook. And if they don't see that tag there, they won't post it to Facebook.
Okay.
So that's what that's about. The rest of those hashtags are people are trying to create trending topics.
Oh.
So I created one called Tear Face.
It's like, aw, someone stole my lunch.
Tear Face. Kind of like fail, but not as, like, epic.
So not as not as big as Fuck My Life.
Right.
But not as sad, you know, not as meaningless as, I don't know, something else.
Exactly.
That's not as Fuck My Life thing. That's the new thing, right?
It's
popular with the children's.
Yes. I'm a part of Fuck My Life. One of mine actually made it onto the front page. I'm not going to say what it said, though.
I'll find out. And
no,
I'll
you
let
won't.
You know afterwards. You can visit us at www.electricsisterhood.com or use the short address, which is...
It's esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions for us or you just want to talk to us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch our show airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights at around 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Sometimes we go off on the 30. Just depends if anybody before us ran long. And while you're there checking out our show, make sure that you check out some of the other really great entertainment over there. Like, well, for instance, Milk Shows, Ultimate Quest.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget Dead Pixel Live, which is the flagship show, I think, sometimes on Wednesdays.
In Derek's mind.
No, actually, I actually think he is the flagship show. Mm. But anyway.
There's also Evil Avatar.
And then there's Orange Lounge Radio.
Fantastic Forums back.
And don't forget Bobby Black Wolf's show and Friday Night Gaming.
There's a lot of really wonderful entertainment over there. So make sure you get your geek on, listen up, participate, don't play a hate, and let them know that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And don't forget, everybody who have iPhones, that there's an All Games free application. You can listen to shows that are going on. And I think they're going to do blogs of little bios of all of us who are over there. And you should check that out because it's really cool. I like it.
That's right.
We should all get iPhones.
Jesus phone users, hit up the App Store. Look for All Games. You can find the app. The artwork looks fantastic. And
it's free.
And it's free, motherfucker. What?
I think they're working on one for the BlackBerry. Mm. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's in the works.
Yeah, don't quote her on anything because I haven't heard anything.
But wouldn't it be cool if it was real?
Oh, it'll be everywhere. All games, we're going to take over the world. You know, one mobile device
at a time. One phone at a time.
Yeah, one mobile device at a time. First we conquer the internets, then Jesus phone, then BlackBerry, then we crash Bill Gates' house. At least that's what the agenda I got.
And we'll steal what's in his fridge.
You know he's got nothing but Cristal up in there. But that's another podcast. So I guess we're going to have to go ahead and call this podcast toast.
It seems kind of toasty to me. How about you, Milk?
I feel pretty good and full.
All right. So, Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
Well, Esh Mom is having us do a BBQ outside, so I got to bring the toast out because I'm going to have some Baileys, and I have a strange feeling I'm going to be swimming in my clothes again. It's fun. It's a good time had by all here in Eshland. What about you, Ninja? What will you do with your toast?
I am going to take my toast, and I am actually going to do something sort of similar and make myself some hot dogs, grab some of the baked beans that we cooked in the crock pot real nice and slow, and put my baked beans on my toast and the hot dogs on top and make a fountain of yumminess.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Ooh. What about you, Milk? What are you going to do with your toast?
Me and my toast are going to call up Domino's and get one of those flat crust pizzas that we like. And then we're going to play Persona till it gets to about 2 a.m. and then we'll go to bed.
Awesome.
That sounds like a good plan.
That's a nice night in with toast.
So as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Milk.
And we're out of here.
Bye.
It's been real. Milk Age Drinks Crystal.